One good example is Ormoc City, which is a coastal city in Eastern Visayas, Philippines, because Ormoc City, they've developed and formulated their local climate change action plan beyond compliance because they saw the many benefits that local climate change action planning, both the process, the top leadership issued a policy creating a technical working group to oversee and coordinate the development of their local climate change action plan and the eventual implementation. They were able to implement and enforce consistent policies that would steer investments that are climate compatible. For instance, it stands firm in not allowing coal-fired power plants to set up in Ormoc City and promote renewables. The buy-in in the citywide administration was used to lead the implementation of their climate change action projects, plans, and programs, and other environmental projects. And because it used a participatory approach, it resonated with the citizens and other actors in the society and their community. Finally, it also improved local governance, including access to public funds. So Ormoc City used the local climate change action plan to make a case, for example, for redesigning its old city plaza and accessing public funds through the local government support fund assistance to cities, which came from a national government agency. Ormoc City Mayor Richard Gomez created a dedicated local climate change action plan planning team and a citywide climate change strategy that made it easier for the traditional siloed city departments or office to collaborate among themselves and across senior management beyond their established job descriptions and mandates.